Welcome to That 590 Show. We will quickly head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line. You know what this song means? It means that the one and only Baby O is getting ready to join us. Baby O, how are you, sir?
Well, good evening. You know, not only I have walk-up music, now my theme song is rejoin music. I'm loving this.
Oh, yeah. I had this as a rejoin song a long time ago. I love this song.
Yeah, well, give me credit now. Come on, give me. Anyway, you know, first of all, as far as Missouri is concerned, that's real good news about the kid joining
Jontay Porter.
You know, the player that we forget about that's already there is Jordan Barnett.
You're right.
Who's a damn good basketball player.
I tell you what, Video. I think he could have a good season. Well, I think it remains to be seen whether he'll play, whether he'll start or be the sixth man off the bench. The fact of the matter is, there are lineups, and obviously this could change depending on Jontay Porter. Obviously, he's committing, but he hasn't announced whether or not he'll reclassify. That information is still up for July. But there could be lineups. There could be lineups where Barnett is out there with Michael Porter Jr., and Porter Jr. is playing the three, and Barnett at 6'7" is playing the two. Already he's going to have 4 inches on the average. Right there, he has 4 inches on the average shooting guard in college basketball. Now he's 6'7", playing against 6'3", 6'4", guys, and now he's going to be getting wide-open looks for his three-point shot, which last year he only hit about 35% with open looks. We could see a guy shooting over 40% as like the fifth wheel on a team with a lot of talent. Jordan Barnett could just eat up some of these teams when they focus on Michael Porter Jr. He could have a nice little season considering he's not going to be a big-name guy.
You know, this team could have the top four biggest players in the country if they're all on the floor at the same time.
And it's crazy when you think about where this program was at the very beginning of March, where you knew Kim Anderson was going to get fired, and everybody was kind of like, well, who are they going to get to coach this team? And, you know, I know Konzo Martin was one of the names that was out there, but he was just one of them. There were several that were out there. Tom Crean was one of them, too, until he got fired by Indiana. And I remember someone telling me that they thought that Konzo Martin was actually really waiting for the Indiana job opening up because he wanted to go back to the Big Ten. But, I mean, right now, this, if you're not excited about Mizzou basketball, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, I guess you could talk to somebody. I wonder how season ticket sales are going right now.
Oh, I'm sure they're going extraordinarily well. And here's the thing, too, and I said this, what was it, last week when we had Danny Jones on from the Columbia Daily Tribune, that acquiring all this talent, this has really put the pressure on Konzo Martin, too. This has to be the most talented team that he's ever coached. And if this team flops, if they stay healthy, like, you know, there's no issues with someone missing significant time, then this team flops, then all the that blame goes to him.
But I don't, let's face it, he's too good a coach to quote unquote flop. Now, I think that there are going to be some who expectations are going to be a little more higher than they should be going the next year. But let's face it, if nothing else, this is a 500 team.
Oh, well, I mean.
And in the Southeastern Conference, I think they're a pretty good chance. They're gonna contend with the, to be at least second or third place. You know, you still got Kentucky.
You still have Kentucky, and then Alabama's supposed to have a really good recruiting class coming in, too. Avery Johnson, the head coach of Alabama, apparently he's really working his magic, and Alabama's got a really good recruiting class coming in as well. But I would say that if this team, I mean, some people were saying, well, you know, hopefully they'll make the tournament. I'm like, make the tournament? If they don't make the Sweet 16 with this kind of talent, I think it's going to be a major disappointment.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to predict where they're going to. I think they'll make the tournament. You know, seedings has a lot to do with that also.
You're right.
And let's face it, sometimes the committee is always not good to certain teams. You know, some teams are seated too high, and other teams are actually seated too low. But I think another thing that people haven't talked about much is, I don't know his name, but one of the assistant coaches who's been put in charge of the offense, he's going to run a little more up-tempo offense than Konzo is used to running.
Yeah, because
so not only Konzo hit, you say.
Konzo's known for being more of a defensive coach, so I think you're right. I think that assistant coach is going to be more in charge of the offense,
well, yeah,
and Konzo Martin's going to be in charge of the defense.
They talk about the style. It's going to be a very pro-style offense, which is going to be fun to watch with this amount of talent.
Absolutely.
If there was a pro-style offense with a potential pro player, that's that's really going to be exciting. But
multiple
I want to address Eric, who called earlier also.
Oh, he's fine.
And you know, I'm not going to bash the guy, because I think, you know, I think callers like Eric are actually needed. And Big Al said it best. You know, Big Al's one of my favorite callers also. You know, first of all, if everybody sounded alike, you know, how boring would talk radio be? But I think the problem with sports talk radio is I think people expect too much. You could get these sabermetric guys to come on there, and I tell you, a lot of people use those sabermetric, but I'm telling you something. I look at a lot of stuff these people that they say, that, you know, it's really not much. It's still all going down to doing your job. And all these guys, you know, when I see these guys rating certain players real high, and I realize that these guys aren't any good. So, I mean, this show here is based on opinions. It's fun. You know, we talk about the games that happen. You know, we don't really get too much into making predictions. Because, you know, predictions, every prediction you make is a 50% chance of being wrong.
You're right about that.
I think some people take this stuff too seriously. And my friends get on me sometimes, because I tell them, as big as, and they know, there's no bigger sports fan than me. But when my team loses the next day, I say nothing about it. You know, I hear words like depression and all this kind of stuff. And I guess, you know, since I survived a stroke several years ago, a sports team loss really doesn't make any difference. As entertainment as I can get watching sports, I don't let a loss get to me. I'll call in and talk about what happened, what I think should have happened. But, you know, I'm just surprised. And let's face it, I've never heard you guys criticize Greg Popovich, with the exception, like you said, of the Kawhi Leonard thing, and that was an opinion also.
Well, I mean, during the commercial break,
that
I was sitting
Matt's here, opinion, he was wrong.
I know what it was. I was sitting here during the commercial break. I was sitting here and I was racking my brain trying to figure out what it was. I'm trying to remember the last time that Eric called in. And Eric, if you're still listening, I really do appreciate it. And you can call in whenever you want.
Thank you for the second hour.
absolutely, that too.
Yeah.
And I know what it was. It was the series against the Houston Rockets. And Kawhi Leonard, he took Kawhi Leonard out of the game because of that ankle injury.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not sure I would have done that, because, you know, you don't want to let Houston get back in this game. And if you need him for that closeout game, you're going to need him. That's all I really – I mean, if that was me being too hard on Popovich, then I guess I was being too hard on him. I mean, he's right. Popovich knows more. Popovich has forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know. But this is Sports Talk Radio. This is what you do.
I'm actually trying to find a part of my – find a field in life that Greg Popovich probably doesn't know more than me at, and I'm coming up blank.
I can think of a few things, but I think you won't be saying it on the air.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, he
can't
run a board.
What else is on your mind, sir?
He can't run a board.
That's true. He probably can't run a board.
Yeah, but, you know, even what you said about Greg Popovich was based on a medical condition by a player. So, I mean, even then, you know, your opinion was just an opinion. But, you know, I do appreciate his call, because I know now, if I think you guys suck, I'm free to call in and say it anytime I want to.
No,
thank you, Eric. You've actually opened up a door that I didn't realize was open.
Baby, have a great night, sir.
But take care, guys. I will probably talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Talk about these Pittsburgh Penguins, too.
All right, sounds good, sir. Have a good night.
All right.
God willing, in the creek, don't rise. This show is not that bad. We need multiple people quality controlling throughout the day.
Well, I put Eric in charge of it, so that's it.
Really,
we don't need anybody
so.
Else.
And by the way, I hope you've opened a door to our loving fans, not a Pandora's box of destroying us for not being good.
Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and John is waiting for us. Good evening, John. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, we were actually Rocky and I were just talking about
how this works. Rocky and I from us in a while.
Rocky and I were talking about that before the show started. Like, you know what? John hasn't called in a while.
Hold on a second. From the get go, I haven't heard from you guys in a while. We're on the radio. You control the radio. That's kind of your two way street here, buddy. Not really one way street, but come on.
Yeah. Well, I miss your insights on, you know, like you talking about Popovich and all. Hey, listen, heard about Stan Kroenke's Arsenal team. The fans are booing him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that for more than this season. They've been doing that for a couple
time,
of years now.
Yeah,
they do not like Stan Kroenke.
Yeah, I mean, the just like the Donald Trump brand is going down. Isn't the Stan Kroenke brand, or if there was ever any such thing, isn't that going down the tubes? I mean, all these professional so-called teams are losing and don't have any winning records. So, what is it for Kroenke that he's supposed? I mean, what's he getting out of it, basically? He's getting bad publicity.
Oh, he's getting money, John. It doesn't matter if all these teams are losing, but they're also, like, they're not losing. Arsenal's not losing. They're just not winning. They're still profitable, every single one of them.
Yeah, as long as these assets continue to appreciate, the Rams are going to. You know Arsenal is going to. I'm assuming the Denver Nuggets are. The Denver Nuggets may be a pretty good team in the next couple years. They got some good young players. I'm not saying they're not a threat to the Warriors. Not because of ownership. But you're right, John. You would think eventually the Kroenke brand would start taking some heat because of this, but Stan, I've said it before that Stan Kroenke, he doesn't care. At the bottom of the at the end of the day, when he looks at his balance sheet, and as long as he sees more assets than he does liabilities, and as long as those assets are in the billions, he doesn't give a rip what we think.
Right. And one thing is that the delay in the stadium being built in LA, is that gonna, how much more is that gonna cost Kroenke as far as his popularity of the Rams? I mean, is that going to hold it off, or what's going on with that delay?
Well, the thing is that the people in Los Angeles who are diehard Rams fans, they're going to be diehard Rams fans until the day they die. So that's not going to really matter to them. Now, what I would be nervous about, though, is that there are still kind of like the on-defense NFL fans in Los Angeles who probably want a team in L.A. to root for. They may not be from there, but they want a team in their new adoptive hometown to root for. And if the Chargers are good and the Rams continue to struggle, then the Chargers could do it. And we had Amy Trask on a couple weeks ago, and she likes the idea of them playing at that StubHub Center, thinking that, you know, it could make the demand for that small ticket size go through the roof.
I didn't see a dollar. Yeah, but I didn't see a dollar amount that it could cost them, but I did see that it could cost them the 2021 Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, he's going to get that.
The NFL
will find a way to give him that Super Bowl. I'm not worried about that at all.
The wonderful thing about making all the rules, you can then break all the rules.
Absolutely. I mean, like, look at that cross ownership. How long did they let Stan Kroenke skate on that cross ownership? For a long time. So they're going to let him get away with this one too.
Which stadium is going to be built? The Los Angeles, the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, or the Kroenke team?
I'm pretty sure if the new timeline is not changed, LA will only beat out Vegas by a couple months, which is incredible if you think about it.
That is kind of incredible when you think about it. But I mean, they did have a record amount of rainfall in Los Angeles over last year. They just rained like crazy.
More like a record amount of FAA violations.
Well, that too. That, and they have to build. And I think they're installing a new radar at LAX that Kroenke is paying for, so he can have his new stadium too. So yeah, I mean the cost of the stadium has really gone up significantly. But Stan Kroenke's got more money than God. So I mean, I don't think he's not going to be holding any bake sales anytime soon to help pay for the stadium.
Not to mention, I think Ram fans will go watch that team if they're good, no matter where it is.
You're right. Well, I mean, you saw last year.
Like the weather's crappy.
The diehards went to that. I mean, the few that they have in Los Angeles, the holdovers, they still packed the Coliseum. Now, you lost all the bandwagon fans when the team wasn't any good, but the diehards were still there.
Yeah, and one more thing. You had Tom Stillman on the radio discussing, the revenues of the Blues. To me, he doesn't sound real confident. I don't know. I know he said he wants to make the Stanley Cup, and, he sounded all, he says all the things that people want to hear in St. Louis, but I don't think I don't know what the future of the Blues are really going to be down the road. I mean, they have to, they can't keep cutting finances and try to, I know they're going to get the stadium built up a little bit there, but what do you think the future down the road is going to be still? Is he going to still be the owner, or is it going to be some other owner that might take over? Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it, John. That's actually a pretty good question.
That's
because
the second time he's tried to eulogize Tom Stillman's ownership of the St. Louis Blues. Come on now, John.
Okay, but I mean, it is something to think about, that at what point is Tom Stillman going to be like, look, I don't know how much of his own personal money he's investing into the organization. And, what if they have a couple of lean years where they don't make the playoffs, or they're one and done? They get swept, they only host two playoff games, and that's it. So that's something to be concerned about. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen next year or the year after that, but maybe 3-4 years from now, they will have to have new ownership. You never know. And when you have new ownership, anything can happen. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, final segment of the night, you're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.